guess the question is, how do you feel about, you know, where your bullpen stands after you had that kind of mix and match there?
Yeah, look, our bullpen be good for second game. You know, we got some multiple innings out of a few guys, so yeah, you know, that's a silver lining, you know, in a loss if there is one. But yeah, so our bullpen be pretty good here.
Any concern with the offense as a whole, or are they just kind of scuffling?
Yeah, we're going through it right now. I mean, nothing's coming easy for us right now. The past week or so. And look, these things are virtually inevitable over the course of the season. You just gotta fight your way through it. And yeah, we'll get through it. Just like I said, nothing's coming real easy right now.
As a manager, do you try to spark plug, for lack of a better term, the offense, or just let it play out?
In what way, spark plug?
Lineup change, substitution, anything like that?
You know, here and there, but I mean, you know, this is our squad right here. I mean, and you know, we'll get a couple different guys in there for game two, but you know, changing the lineup up and that stuff, that doesn't do a whole lot. You know, I think you know, guys just got to work through it.
The production at catcher when Drake and obviously Murphy aren't here, I mean, it just, the offensive production just wasn't there. Just kind of how nice is it to have him back, and knowing that in the position that there's going to be a very good competitive at bat, as we saw, you know, technically speaking, in this game?
Yeah, with Baldy, yeah, I mean, you always feel good when he steps in the box. You feel like something good's going to happen, so it's great to have him back for sure.
Has Michael told you anything today? Like, does it seem like it's similar to a couple weeks ago?
He woke up feeling better than he thought he would. So I still haven't checked in between games yet with him. But yeah, so that's the only report I got before this game started, was that he was feeling better than he thought he would. So yeah,
that's encouraging.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
We saw Ronald kind of, I couldn't tell what he was doing on the bases yesterday, or just, where's his activity right now?
Yeah, he's still a ways away.
Yeah.
He's still got a lot to do to get ready to play again. So, and look, with the fact that it's same leg, same spot, you know, we're going to probably be pretty cautious with him.
Even though initially you said you didn't think it was as serious as the previous one,
and it wasn't, but the fact that this is the same spot is concerning, you know. But I mean, there were no lingering effects from the first time. He was running around stealing bases and everything. Hadn't felt it at all till the time that he pulled it again. But that gives you a little caution, you know, that the fact that it's in the exact same spot.
You saw JR out of the pen. You excited to see him start game two, coming back?
Yeah, no, JR looked really good last time out. I've talked about him. He's got all the makings of a major league starter. He's got the weapons, he's got the mentality, the aptitude. He's 22 years old, so there's still some development out in front of him. But yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing him again.
Kim has obviously been a good player in this league, but he's been going through it since coming back. What have your conversations been like with him, and how is he handling this, I guess, series of challenges?
I mean, there's no secret sauce or anything to get guys through their struggles. I mean, he works every day. I mean, we've had multiple conversations, and he's just trying to find his way. You know, it's been a struggle for him. I'm sure he's more frustrated than anybody, you know. But yeah, I'm going to continue to mix and match, see if he can find his way, and you know, the other guys are going to get opportunities too. So you know, that's all we can do.
You do get an extra arm tonight for this game, is that right?
Yeah, we'll have we're gonna option Molina, bring in Cookie for length. We're gonna bring in Camargo as a third catcher. Trying to stay away from putting Drake behind the plate. So yeah, that's the reason behind that.
Anything else? What are some of your early impressions of Karen Check since he's joined the bullpen?
Yeah, he's throwing the ball well. Last time he was in this league, he was really good. You know, it's been a little bit of a hiatus, but I like the mentality. Fastball looks good again, and I think the curveball is a swing and miss pitch. So and he's throwing the ball well the few times he's been out there. So it's been good to see him.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.